Hey guys, hope you're doing great and welcome to Spirituality for the Real World. Today I'm talking about the connection between spirituality and a plant-based diet. I committed to a plant-based lifestyle for so many reasons, but I didn't integrate the spiritual connection until later on in my journey. For me, connecting to the spiritual side of a plant-based diet and integrating spirituality into my eating decisions fueled my commitment further and helped me feel more confident that I was making the right decision. Before I fully made the connection, living this way felt kind of intimidating, restrictive, and hard to commit to with conviction. So when I educated myself on the spiritual aspects within a plant-based lifestyle, the evidence made complete sense to me and drove me to release any fears I still had. I've been able to transform my initial approach and relying on these factors due to my deep connection to spirituality is responsible for the ease within my lifestyle choices. So let's start from the beginning. There are so many reasons related to your physical health why eating meat is bad for you. But there are so many reasons why eating plant-based is beneficial to your health and your mental health, which is why it makes it that much more appealing to implement this lifestyle when you consider the benefits it has on your spiritual health as well. We hear a lot about how eating animal products is bad for your physical health, but as a society, we don't treat our bodies well until they fail us and get sick. To me, that's the complete opposite way to approach it, and I'm not sure why preventative care is not as popular as treating a disease after the fact is. I have my own theories about that, but that's not what this episode is about. So for me, I've always loved vegetables. Eating meat to me always seemed like a peer pressure and media fueled type of situation, and doing it never really felt comfortable for me. And I always felt like I was doing it because somebody told me to, like the media does by the way that they advertise eating meat to be cool. And let's just be real, eating meat is not cool, like, at all. But we'll get more into that later. For me, I never felt right when I was eating meat. It always grossed me out, but because the access to the education about the alternative ways of eating was limited when I was growing up, I didn't really have many options to explore. But now, with all of the information that's out there by way of the internet, documentaries, and books, there's literally no excuse to not pay attention, evaluate, and analyze the data that is all backed up by proven evidence across the spectrum that confirms why eating a plant-based diet is the only logical way to consume food. So let's talk about why, as it pertains to spirituality, the way that I understand it now, and how a plant-based lifestyle has impacted my spiritual health, which is a pleasant surprise consequence of making the switch. And it's a journey, right? Like, I didn't know then, and I didn't anticipate the evolution of the core of my decision, but as I started to experience an evolution in my own consciousness and the improvement of my manifesting skills, and my mood improved and my vibration started to rise, the only common denominator for these changes was my diet change. Plant-based foods raise your vibration for so many reasons. plants carry a higher vibration than animal products do to begin with. So when you consume them, you are only absorbing high vibrational cells, which your body, your mind, and soul love and appreciate. Your body and your soul were made to consume plants. This is the kind of fuel that our bodies need to operate at their full potential. Yet we're programmed to believe that humans require animal products to operate and to survive, and it's just not true. It's the complete opposite. So I'm not going to talk too much about the scientific evidence standpoint, really, but from what I've learned about the technical standpoint of the human body, if you look at the way our mouths were designed, they were designed to chew more texturally soft foods, and the human mouth and teeth were not designed to tear up flesh. It's just not the case. So when you compare the evolution of our mouths to those of an animal like a lion, who is meant to eat other animals, they look completely different, which supports the fact that humans are really aren't meant to also eat other animals. But back to the spiritual foundation that fuels the plant-based lifestyle choice. So I always knew that eating plants was healthy, but I didn't really know why eating animal products wasn't healthy, because in the past, the information was just not circulated in abundance the way that it is today. So I started investigating when information became more accessible and popular, and what I learned really disturbed me. So as I explored the information, I learned that the way that animals are bred and then raised to support the human diet is cruel on all levels. And I'm not going to get into the details, but let's just say that what they go through from inception to being born / the birth for the mother and for the baby to being raised and then murdered is all hella traumatic. Sorry that sounded harsh, but it is what it is. But let's talk about how this impacts humans. So the trauma that these animals experience filters into their bodies and is absorbed by their cells and literally becomes part of them. Then humans consume the animals and think they're only consuming animal protein, which is made up of the animal cells. But the cells also contain the trauma, and the trauma is a super low vibration. So think about it. You're absorbing and digesting all of the trauma cells and the trauma frequency that is in the cells of the animal products. It's crazy to think about, but it's real. That's why plants are high vibrational and animals from factory farms carry a low vibration. And sure, you could eat grass-fed, humanely raised animal products, but no matter what, the animals have trauma in their cells. The extent of the levels is different, but it's still there. So why even risk it? Why risk damaging your own vibration at all? Literally, what's the point? Aren't we all trying to optimize our existence and achieve our goals and stabilize our vibration so that we can manifest at the optimum level? If your answer is yes, then adding trauma to your diet will not accomplish this for you. I know it's harsh, but it's true. Humans go through enough trauma on their own, and our cells are impacted by our own actions and our own life experiences, so why would we want to add more trauma that isn't even ours to our bodies and damage our spiritual health, right? Animals just don't have the capacity to transmute trauma into positivity, so that's just what you're going to get. And that's what really clicked for me. And I have so much conviction in how this process works and have experienced my vibration stabilizing once I removed all animal products from my lifestyle. My lifestyle is cruelty-free. And if it isn't cruelty-free, then it's cruel. It's one or the other. And I'm not going to be a human on this earth and say, yeah, my lifestyle is cruel. Like, no, thank you. So yeah, I'm passionate about this and that's why I'm spreading this information today, but I don't want to spend too much time knocking animal products. That's just not the point, not my purpose. So what I really want to do is gas up the benefits of eating plant-based and cruelty-free because it just feels so good. And the purpose of this podcast is to help us all feel good. So this is my favorite tip to accomplish feeling good because it's so easy to control for yourself. So yeah, literally knowing every day that I'm not contributing to animal cruelty makes life worth living. It's all tied together. And if it's not in your awareness, then you just aren't aware, right? And you think you're operating at a high level, but once you are aware that your body really isn't operating optimally, it all just starts to make sense and you can't unsee it. Eating plant-based is so fun and it's legit so easy. It's not hard and it's not expensive like it's marketed to be. My friend proved this when he launched the Produce Section Challenge, which he developed to educate people on the benefits of eating plant-based. He ate strictly from the produce section for a long time and spent very little money a day and proved how easy and inexpensive it was and gained a lot of popularity for his spin on the message. So I'm so grateful for him and his idea and his drive to promote his message and his execution for the plant-based movement. He wants people to live a healthy, long, high-vibe life, and so do I. We're changing the narrative of a plant-based lifestyle and eliminating the intimidating narrative it has attached to it. So spirituality and your diet are connected. If you want to manifest all of your dreams and, you know, your best possible life, you have to detoxify your body and clear all of your internal channels to be more connected to the universe and your own higher self. Consuming toxic products messes with your vibration, and your vibration is what attracts everything into your life. You're a magnet, and magnets have levels of strength. You fuel the strength of your magnetism by fueling it with high vibrational foods and thoughts. Plant-based products raise your vibration and fuel your body with positive vibes, so your mind and your body are less toxic. So your body is then spending less time detoxifying things during digestion, which allows more energy to be diverted to fueling your mind, body, and soul. So because your mind becomes way more clear, you can think more clearly and your thoughts are optimized, and your thoughts plus your vibration is what attracts everything into your life. You'll be pulled towards the things that are meant for you with less obstacles. If the fuel is pure and high vibe, then that is what you'll attract. The opposite is true too, so think about it. It makes sense to me. I want to think clearly. I want my body operating without toxicity. I want to feel closer to the earth, and I want to feel closer to everything and everybody on it. And I don't want anything getting in the way of me feeling more connected overall. So that's why my fuel is plant-based. And it was a journey to get here, but as my body detoxified, so did my thoughts. it's a natural consequence. So I know that the way my mind operates now is directly connected to how my body is digesting and absorbing the food that I eat. And so now it's so much easier for me to tap into my own, my optimal vision for my life. And I'm not deviating from it by consuming animal products because it's cool or because it tastes good for 5 minutes. The consequences are so much worse compared to how good it may feel in the moment. It feels so good, you guys, honestly, to just eat the plants. I can't say it enough. It's too good to give up because society tells you otherwise. When your fuel is positive, your life cleans itself up, and you're also announcing to the universe that you respect it. And you respect yourself and your body, and then the universe will appreciate you for making good choices and will partner with you a lot more closely to manifest everything you want into your life. So yeah, when your mind is clear, life looks different. Your thoughts evolve because your consciousness increases and toxic scenarios evaporate a lot more, and you're just setting yourself up on the optimal baseline level to be at, and you're in control a lot more of your life rather than absorbing trauma through animal products and allowing that to interfere with the flow of your life. Your baseline should be high because life throws us enough plot twists, and we want to approach these with a preventative mindset instead of a treat the symptoms once they show up kind of mindset. Raise your spiritual immunity by being plant-based. It's the only way that makes sense. When a plot twist shows up and your body is toxic, the toxicity multiplies because that's where you're vibrating. When a plot twist shows up and your body isn't toxic, you'll transmute the situation and find the lesson. It's just that much easier. Having a high vibration doesn't mean bad things won't happen. They will, but it's way easier to transmute them and find meaning by treating them with alchemy because your mind is more clear, so you're capable of analyzing things from a high level of conscious perspective. Being good vibes and conscious doesn't mean bad things don't happen and won't happen at all. Yes, they will happen less, but they happen. And when they do, being good vibes, because your fuel is high vibrational, simply means that you recognize the lesson within everything, and the bad experiences will transform into the catalyst for your own evolution into higher consciousness rather than being just bad things that ruin your life and that's all they are in the end. So that's not a healthy perspective at all, and it's definitely not healthy from a spiritual perspective and a mental health perspective in general. We can't avoid bad things from happening to us, but we can try to avoid them by managing our vibration, by managing our diets. Taking control of your health also makes taking control of the other areas of your life a lot easier. You obviously can't control everything, but when you supplement your need to control by controlling your diet, your desire to control is satisfied and ends there in a sense. So let's say we can only control 25% of our life. So control your diet and your 25% becomes satisfied and you'll surrender to the rest of life's process. When your diet isn't controlled, you'll feel out of control and that manifests into your whole life. Use your need to control and direct it to your diet. We all want to control stuff so badly, and it feels awful because we can't control anything really. I hope that makes sense. It clicked for me, so I thought I would share it. And yeah, control your diet to an animal-based lifestyle, but you wouldn't even be able to develop this level of consciousness and awareness to even recognize how the desire to control is impacting your life in the first place, because your mind is so toxic from the trauma from animal products. So yeah, your mind isn't clear and your consciousness level is low, and this high vibe perspective can't even exist. So I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. You could be super woke on an animal-based diet because people are, and they say they are, and they promote spiritual lifestyles and talk about manifesting and stuff. And I appreciate their messages too, but in my opinion, you're not woke if you're not plant-based. It just doesn't work like that, in my opinion. Being woke means that you're connected to yourself and your environment and the earth, and consuming animal products blocks this connection from the get-go. Fuel your connection to your higher self with plants and watch your entire life transform. Plants also fuel your third eye, which is your connection to your higher self and the higher perspective that exists in general everywhere. So when your third eye is clear and detoxified, you're seeing life from a brand new lens. Your perspective changes and the way you operate in your life changes. Your circumstances might not change, but your perspective will. You'll see things differently, and that's all that matters, because life exists on so many timelines simultaneously. The timeline that you choose to exist on within the same life and the same circumstances will dictate your happiness levels within your life circumstances. You could do the same things on a high vibrational timeline or on a low vibrational timeline. The way to align to your highest possible timeline is to fuel yourself with less trauma and high vibe plants. Oh, and also my advice, which I love, is don't use the microwave. The microwave changes the composition of the food and damages it and adds toxicity to it. So please don't use it and use your stove and your oven instead. Try it and watch your life improve even more. Oh, and yeah, wait, one more thing. So do you ever say a blessing over your food? I try to, as much as I can remember, bless my plant-based meals and infuse them with positivity by telling it that I love it and send loving vibes into it. It just makes me feel good and I like doing it. So, guys, if you want to manifest the life of your dreams and establish a true connection to source and cultivate a partnership with your higher self, then eat plants. I can't recommend it enough. So that's it from me, fam. Take care and eat your veggies. Bye.